January 23, Heavenly Dividends. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Psalm 60, verse 4. See that the truth is inscribed on your banner at all times and in all places. As a nation, the Jews refused to receive Christ. He had led them in their travels as their invisible, infinite leader. He had communicated his will to them, but in the test they rejected him, their only hope, their only salvation, and God rejected them. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, John 1:12. To all who receive and obey the conditions, God's gifts flow steadily, without repentance, without recall. God has imparted his gifts to man to be used, not according to hereditary or fanciful ideas, not according to natural impulses or inclination, but according to his will. Those who feared God were to think for themselves. They were no longer to leave other men to do their thinking. Their minds were no longer to be chained down to erroneous maxims, theories, and doctrines. Ignorance and vice, crime and violence, oppression in high places must be unveiled. The light of life had come to this world to shine amid the moral darkness. The gospel would now be proclaimed among the poor, the oppressed. Those in humble life would be given opportunity to understand the real qualifications necessary for entrance into the kingdom of God. And today men from the lower ranks are to take their place in obeying the command, "Go forward." By faith they are to meet difficulties, not daring to yield to the strife and babble of unbelieving tongues. They are to press forward from one degree of success to another, praying always and exercising that faith which answers prayer. The agencies of God are many, but all those who are willing to work according to God's plan are included in the words, "Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building," 1 Corinthians 3:9. God's servants are to move so that no spiritual gift shall be lost. Their will is to be held in obeyance, and when God's time comes, the rod will blossom. What form the work will take, no one can know, but God's servants are to be minutemen, able to understand the ways and will of their leader. Letter 8, January 23, 1899, to Dr. J.H. Kellogg, Medical Superintendent of the Battle Creek Sanitarium.